Wes Dickens, 120-pound senior, St. Genevieve Dragons. He is a two-time SEMO Conference champion, two-time district champion, two-time Class 2 state medalist who finished third in 2015 and 2016. He finished with a record of 42-9, four-year varsity letterman in football. Wes Dickens, St. Genevieve Dragons.
For our next Dream Team interview, we go out to St. Genevieve High School to speak with Wes Dickens, a senior on the wrestling team who makes his first appearance on the Wrestling Dream Team. Wes, congratulations.
Thanks.
You wrestle at 120 pounds, and you had a pretty good season this year. Finished with a record of 42-9. Tell me about some of your favorite memories from your season.
I had one. I was facing a kid from Fulton. He was number two coming in the state, and then I come in about rank number four. He beat me early in the season, and then going in the third and fourth, I knew I had to do something because he beat me early in the year. But I knew I'd come out tough and come out ready to go, and I guess that pretty much summed it up. I pretty much took him down a few times, just did what I had to do to win. End up beating them 11-6.
Wow.
So just had to keep it up.
Was that kind of considered an upset to everybody else that you were able to get that win?
Oh, yeah. I knew I was going to go to the match. I knew it was going to be a tough match. I had to go in there with a head up, and I knew it was going to be tough. I knew it was going to be close, but I ended up shutting him out 11-6, so... Usually last year he got third in the state in my brother's bracket, and he pinned a few kids earlier in the year that he pinned my brother. He's pretty good. He's a little better than me, but I knew I had to go in there with some type of attitude. I had to go in there and win. So
you got a little bit of revenge for your brother then, huh?
Oh, yeah. He pinned him, so I was like, well, it's going to be a close one because usually my brother beats me, so I knew it was going to be closer, so I had to do something.
That's really cool. What'd your brother have to say to you after that?
I was wrestling. I could hear him by the mat up by the stands cheering me on. Everybody's up way higher, but he came down on the mat side, and I could hear him every time I look over. And he says, "Keep it going, keep going, stay defense." So I just had to keep my head up. I knew I had him beat big, so I just had to do defense. So he wouldn't be able to score against me. So he's just yelling, "Good job," and gave me a big hug after it.
Is your brother, is that Wade?
Yep.
Is wrestling pretty big in your family?
Oh, yeah. My dad, he's probably one of the biggest. Him and his buddy, Doug, they're probably one of the biggest in it. I mean, they're always ready every weekend. He always takes off for us to go every weekend to go everywhere and takes off during the week to go see our tournaments and stuff. So he's pretty big. And so we've been wrestling since we've been 4 years old, so he's been big in it ever since.
Well, you took third place at state this year. You took third place at state last year as well, so you're a two-time state medalist. What's it like to wrestle at the state meet?
Well, it's very intense. I mean, you get nervous. You go out there on the mat, it's big, everybody's looking at you, and you know you got to do something. You got to show what you got and what you're capable of. So just walk out there and just get real nerve-wracking because everybody's watching you, and you don't want to mess up because you know how good a wrestler you are. Don't ever want to mess up in front of everybody, so nerve-wracking.
Yeah, and you wrestle at 120 pounds. How close are you, though, to being at the next weight class? You know, like, do you have to cut weight before every meet, or are you pretty good in that range?
I usually around 126, 127, usually got to cut few pounds to get down to, but after Christmas we get a 2 pound allowance, so that made it help, so I can be 120 for the rest of the year, so that really helped. But yeah, almost every time I had to meet, every time I had to cut weight, I was usually around 4 or 5 pounds, six, somewhere around there.
That's always fascinated me, having to cut weight like that. You know, what kind of things do you have to do that? And is it difficult to drop that much weight in a short amount of time?
Oh, yeah, especially my weight. I have nothing to lose. Sometimes it might be cutting muscle, but mostly water weight. But, I mean, I usually run a lot, usually get about 4 or 5 miles in each day. I go home, get in the hot tub for about 10, 15 minutes, put some Epsom salt in there, keep my body temperature up so I can cut some weight. But usually I go to bed with some sweatpants or a sweatshirt, and it's not healthy, but, I mean, you got to do it. I'm a dedicated wrestler. I know what I'm capable of doing. Everybody knows who I am, so just got to keep it going, keep it in St. Jude Wrestling, and keep the team rolling.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do to help the team, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's big.
You know, the teams that you've wrestled against, their coaches are the ones that voted you onto the Dream Team. So how does it feel to be a Dream Team athlete in your senior season?
Oh, it feels great, man. I mean, I thought I would have it last year, but I was kind of aggravated last year. But to get it this year, I'm really proud of myself. I mean, I've got 2 CMO titles and 2 district titles. I only went to state twice. I only wrestled for 2 years this past. These past 2 years, I only wrestled twice and went twice. So I think it's pretty good. I just couldn't beat out a senior. But didn't want to take their spot for anything because they're seniors and stuff. So these 2 years, I think I did pretty good. But I think I could have done better if I would have went freshman or sophomore year. But it's what it is.
You mentioned that you were angry about not making it last year, and that's good that you were, because I bet that motivated you for your senior year.
Oh, yeah, it really did. I knew I had to, because Dad's like, you need to get Dream Team, you need to get Dream Team. I'm like, oh, I know. So he goes, so every match counts. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because every year, I mean, some kids I didn't really think about, like, really wasn't scared of. I mean, weren't really tough. He goes, just go out there and beat them. We need a win. So usually I was going to give it to one of our JV players, but Dad said, no, just keep it for your win. So that's what happened. So just got to wrestle tough.
That's really cool. Well, you know, I want to talk about some of your teammates as well, especially the guys closer to your weight class. How much do you guys kind of make each other better wrestling against each other in practice?
Oh, some of the kids, I mean, I have a few of my brother and a few other ones that I wrestle with. I mean, they wrestle me pretty tough. They know what I'm capable of and what I need to be at the end of the year. So they all wrestle against me like shark bait. I'm always in the middle first, always trying to get me better or something to help our team out. So they beat me up a little bit. But them wrestling against me, I'm really glad to have a good group of guys to help me out and help them out for me to benefit all of us, you know.
All right, Wes, tell me about your parents. What are their names and what have they meant to your success?
My dad's Claude Dickens. He works at Rush Island, Ameren. He's just always been by my side. He's been there all the way through. He's always picking me up and taking me over, spending thousands of dollars on me, going to these camps and stuff over summer, wrestling all year long. And he's just where my standings are and what I've accomplished past 2 years. He's well worth it. He said it's well worth spending that much money on me. So, I mean, he brags about me to his buddies. I hear from his buddies all the time how you and your brother are real good, and telling me how I did and asking me how it was to stay and stuff. He's proud dad.
Sounds like you guys are pretty close.
Oh, yeah, he loves wrestling, man. He sometimes, some days whenever I don't want to wrestle, he's like, come on, you got to go, let's go. He always pushes me and got to get better. He's proud. He's proud dad. He loves. He even told me a couple weeks ago, he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do without seeing you guys wrestle. You know, he's like, it kind of tears me up right now to think of it. I'm not going to be able to watch you guys very much because I got a bunch of offers to college, but I think I'm going to be going to work with my uncle. So it's just, I don't know if I'm going to go to college yet for wrestling, but I still have a few things. I do want to wrestle for college, but my legs and stuff, man, my body's so tore up. I might have surgery on my knee because I think I did something to it at state. So it's hard.
Yeah, well, we wish you good luck in whatever you do, Wes. It's been fun talking to you. You've done a great job on this interview. And my last thing for you is there anybody else you want to thank for helping you out along the way before we let you go?
Oh, yeah. I want to thank my coaches, especially Nick Vogt. He's probably one of the biggest, one of the biggest coaches I love. He's always on my side. He's always on my mat side, no matter what. I don't want no other coaches except for him. He's my riding buddy. He does everything for me. He'd do anything for me. He asks me if I need rides or anything. He's always picks me for everything. So he's probably one of the best. I love that coach. He always by my side. Always picking me up. But I wrestle with him all the time. I want to be like him. So, I mean, 2/3, he's won a couple titles, but he's pretty much a second dad to me. So he's best riding partner and best coach I've ever had. So that's a guy I want him to know that that he's probably the best coach I've ever had.
Wes Dickens, congratulations once again on making our wrestling dream team, and we can't wait to see you at the Dream Team Ceremony.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.